请我们看箴言29:18。第一句。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the first phrase.
没有意象，您就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
我们再看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第十一章
Chapter 11.
我们从第九节念起。
We'll read from verse 9.
他因着信，就在所应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob.The heirs with him of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕。因他以为那应许他的是可信的。
By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
所以从一个仿佛已死的人，就生出子孙，如同天上的星。那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore.
这些人都是存着信心死的，还没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，并欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were sure of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth.
说这些话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
And truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为是，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire a better, that is, heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
请我们。再用一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you. You are the one who speaks.
我们感谢你，因为你乐意将你的儿子启示 在我们心里。
We thank you because it is your delight to reveal your Son in our hearts.
主，我们求你叫我们对你的话有一个正当的态度。
We do pray that we have the right attitude toward your word.
叫我们真是因着你的话而战惊。
And we stand in fear and trembling before your word.
也因着你的话而得着安息。
And because of your word, we find true rest.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你的话是活的。
We thank you, your word is alive.
你的话是有功效的。
Your life is operative.
所以我们把自己摆在你话语的面前。
And so we place ourselves right before your word.
求你的灵将你的话送到我们的心里。
Through the Holy Spirit, use your word, send your word into our hearts.
求你开启我们的心窍。
Lord, reveal, give us a true understanding.
叫我们不但能明白你所说的是什么。
Not just understand what you're saying to us.
也因着你自己在我们里面的工作，叫我们能进入你话语的里面。
Because of your own work in our hearts, we may enter fully into your word.
主啊，求你不让我们留在你话语的外面。
Lord, do not allow us just to remain on your word by itself.
求你叫你的话在我们里面真是成为我们的灵，我们的生命。
We pray that your word truly be in us, life to us, spirit to us.
使你的工作能得以完成。
That your work may indeed be accomplished.
我们要把一切的称赞、荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在早晨要交通的乃是意象。
What we will be sharing each morning is on this matter of vision.
所罗门在箴言里面告诉我们。
Solomon told us in the book of Proverbs.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Where there's no vision, people cast off restraint.
这里给我们看见意象对于我们是何等的重要。
It shows us how important vision is to us.
我们不要以为说，如果我们没有意象，我们还能生存。
Do not assume that we still can go on living without vision.
如果没有意象的话，我们就失去一切的控制。
If there's no vision, then we lose all the necessary control.
所以圣经告诉我们说，民就放肆了。
And so the scripture says, without vision, people cast off restraint.
我们需要意象来约束我们。
We need vision to control us.
没有意象，民就分散。
Without vision, people scatter.
我们没有办法能同心合意。
There's no possible way for us to be united, to be one-hearted.
因为我们没有一个中心。
Because there's no center for us.
没有意向，圣经有些翻译说，民就灭亡。
And some scripture says, without vision, the people perish.
在属灵的生命上
，in the matter of spiritual life，
意象是必须的
，vision is absolutely necessary。
因为意象给我们人生的意义
，because vision gives meaning to our life。
如果我们没有意象的话
，if there's no vision，
我们做人实在。没有意义。
There's no meaning for living.
意象也给我们目的。
And vision also gives us a purpose.
给我们知道我们的方向在哪里。
A vision gives us a direction. Where is our direction?
意象也给我们力量。
And vision also gives us strength.
叫我们能靠着 这个力量能往前走。
So that we can rely on this strength and move forward.
意象也给我们一个忍耐能忍受的那个心。
And vision also enables us to endure and to be patient.
否则的话，我们碰到一点点难处。
Otherwise, when we encounter some difficulty,
我们就退后。我们就失败了。
And we fail and we retreat.
意象给我们纪律。
Vision give us discipline.
叫我们能束腰往前走。
So that we can gird ourselves and move forward.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
在属灵的生命上。
In this matter of spiritual life.
意象乃是必须的。
Vision is indispensable.
感谢赞美神
Praise God.
我们的神乃是意象的神
Our God is a God of vision.
我们的神是一位启示自己的神
Our God is one who delights to reveal himself.
我们知道当神把他自己启示给我们的时候
We know when God reveals himself to us.
在我们来说我们就看见了意象
And to us, we see a vision.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们在亚伯拉罕的身上
In the life of Abraham,
我们看见说乃是荣耀的神向他显现
It was God of glory who first revealed to Abraham.
因着荣耀的神向他显现
Because the God of glory revealed to him,
就开始了亚伯拉罕属灵的生活
And that for Abraham that begins his spiritual life
当神没有向他显现的时候
Before that revelation came to Abraham
他可以说是一个在暗中摸索的人
So we can say that he was groping in the darkness
但是感谢赞美神
But thanks praise God
神监察他的心
God saw what was in his heart
神知道他有一颗目真理的心
God saw that he has a longing for truth
所以神的恩典就临到他的身上
And the grace of God came upon him
荣耀的神在加勒底的乌尔就向他显现
And the God of glory in the land of Ur of Chaldees revealed himself to Abraham
本来亚伯拉罕不认识神
Before Abraham he did not know God
他与这位神没有直接的接触
He had no direct relationship with this God.
他可能在他的思想里面承认说一定有一位创造万有的主宰
Possibly in his thought, he recognized there is a God of creation.
不像这许许多多的偶像假神
Unlike all the other idols that he has witnessed around him.
但是他对这位神没有直接的接触。
But with this God, he had no direct contact.
感谢赞美神。
But praise God.
神如果不把他自己向我们显现的话
，Unless God revealed himself to us，
我们永远对于这位神就不明白。
There's no possible way for us to truly know him。
但神眷顾了亚伯拉罕。
But God was mindful of Abraham。
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory revealed to him。
这个就是意象。
That is vision。
意象就是神的显现。
Vision is the appearing of God。
意象就是神发出的荣耀向我们显现。
Vision is God revealed his glory to us.
虽然在开始的时候
So even at the beginning,
可能不过是一点点
At the beginning, it may be just a little bit.
但是这个意象越过越扩大
As time goes, this vision enlarges.
只等到我们真正能看见神的心
Until we truly see what really is in God's heart.
究竟我们的神他心里所存的意念是什么
So we discover what is really in God's heart for us.
什么是他在创世之前所定规的旨意
What was that purpose? He purposed in himself before the foundation of the world.
如果我们相信
If we believe,
如果我们顺服
If we obey,
你就看见这个意象就越过 越深越过越明亮。
And you discover this vision to us will become brighter and will get things deeper into our hearts.
在亚伯拉罕的身上就是这样的一个故事。
This is what we find in the life of Abraham.
神怎样在亚伯拉罕的身上工作？
How did God work in the life of Abraham?
神也在我们的身上做同样的工作。
And the same way He will work with each one of us.
所以昨天我们已经交通什么是意象。
So yesterday we shared what is vision.
亚伯拉罕他所得着的意象包括多少？
What are included in this vision that Abraham saw?
开始的时候很简单。
At the beginning, it was very simple.
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
就叫他离开本地和亲族。
So he left his own country and his relatives.
到神要他去的地方去。
And to go where God wants him to go.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果神向我们显现
，if God does reveal to us，
我们就不能再停留在原来的地位上。
And there's no possible way for us to remain where we were before.
我们必须要离开从前一切成就。
We must leave that which is old, which is past.
一切出于世界。
That which of earth.
我们要离开本地和亲族。
We must leave our own home, our own relatives.
因为意象带领我们进入一个新的关系。
Because vision will bring us to a new relationship.
那叫我们一面要离开，一面要进入。
Once we get away,Once we enter into.
亚伯拉罕他得着这个启示的时候，
So when Abraham received this revelation,
他还不知道要往哪里去。
He had no idea where he was to go.
神没有告诉他要到迦南去。
God did not tell him that he was to go to Canaan.
但是可以说神在那里引领他。
But we can say God was leading him.
好像云柱火柱引领以色列的百姓一样。
Just like the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud leading the Israelites.
一步一步把他带到神要他去的地方。
Step by step, God led him to the place God intended him to be.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当神把他自己向我们启示的时候
So when God revealed himself to us,
在我们的身上发生同样的功效。
He will do the same work for each one of us.
我们没有办法停留在原来的地位上。
It is not possible for us to remain where we were before.
我们没有办法继续在原来的关系里头。
We cannot remain in the old relationship that we had before.
我们要被这个意象把我们分别出来。
We need allow this vision to separate us from the past.
并且要把我们带到神要我们去的地方。
And to bring us into what God wants us to be.
换一句话说
，Another word，
神要把我们带到他自己的里面去。
God wants to bring us to Himself.
他要把我们带到他的荣耀里面去。
He wants to bring us to His own glory.
他要把我们带到他荣耀的旨意里面去。
He wants to bring us to His glorious purpose.
当意象来到的时候
，When vision comes to us，
必定有一个呼召。
There is a call with it，
因为意象的本身就是一个呼召。
Because the nature of vision in itself is a call。
所以亚伯拉罕他荣耀的神向他显现的时候
，So when the God of glory appeared to Abraham，
这个呼召就临到他的身上。
This call comes upon him.
你要离开本地和亲族。
You must leave your home country. You must leave your relatives.
你要到我所要带领你去的地方去。
And you must go where I want you to go.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
每一个意象都是一个挑战。
Every vision is always a challenge.
神在那里好像向我们挑战。
As though God was he's challenging us.
他要我们一面要离开。
And one side he wants to leave behind.
一切成就的。 都要离开。
All that is old, we have to depart from them.
一切遗传的都要离开。
All the tradition, we have to depart from tradition.
一切习惯的都要离开。
All that's routine, we must leave behind.
因为他要把我们带到那属灵的、属天的里面去。
Because he wants to bring us to that which is heavenly, which is spiritual.
异象叫我们能脱离地。
Vision help us.To be delivered from that which is earthly.
意象把我们带到天上去。
And vision bring us to the heavenlies.
意象叫我们脱离一切出于这个人的。
Vision set us free from that is of man.
把我们带到一切都是出于神的。
And bring us to all that which all belong to God.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
亚伯拉罕。他因着信就证明出去。
Because faith, he went out.
所以对异象，我们唯一的反应就是相信。
And so the only way we can respond to vision is by faith.
如果我们不信的话
，If there's no faith,
底下就没有下文。
There's nothing to follow with.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢赞美神
Praise God.
我们的神是乐意把他自己启示给我们
Our God is God who delights to reveal himself to us.
他是乐意把他的心意告诉我们
He delights to unveil from his heart, in his heart to us.
但是这并不是说
But that does not mean.
当你看见的时候
When you see him,
当你听见的时候
when you listen to him,
你已经得着了
Assuming you already possess it.
我想在这里我们需要小心
So I think we have to be careful at this phase.
很多的时候
Oftentimes,
当神向我们启示的时候
When God does reveal to us,
当神的光照亮我们的时候
When he enlightens us,
当我们稍微看见一点的时候
And when we come to see something of him,
我们就以为说我们已经得着了
And we assume we already possess it.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们还没有得着
We have not possessed yet.
也更不能说我们是进入了
And we cannot even say that we already enter into the good of it.
神把异象给我们
When God gave us vision,
不过是一个呼召
it is but a call.
如果我们不信的话
if there's unbelief,
如果我们不顺服的话
if there's disobedience,
这个呼召就要过去
and the call will disappear.
我们就要留在原来的光景里
and we'll find ourselves remain where we were before.
不但对我们没有益处
it will not do us any good.
严格地说来
strictly speaking,
对于我们有害处
but it is to us, it will do us great harm.
因为神已经把他自己启示给我们
because God already revealed himself to us.
而我们没有反应
but there's no response from us.
这一个要成了我们将来的审判
and this in the end will become our judgment
将来我们所看见的异象
what we saw our vision that we saw
要定我们的罪
that vision will condemn us
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们要在神的话语的面前要战惊恐惧
so we must stand in fear and trembling before God's word
我们不能把神的话当作随便
and we cannot take God's word lightly.
当神把异象给我们的时候
when God gave us vision,
我们必须要相信，要顺服。
We must believe, we must obey.
这样我们才会进到那个异象里面去。
Then we can enter into that vision.
我们在亚伯拉罕的身上就看见这么一回事。
And this is what we find in the life of Abraham.
你知道，有的时候，当神光照我们的时候
，We know that when sometimes God does enlighten us,
给我们启示的时候
，And He gives us revelation,
让我们看见一点我们没有看见的
，And we allow to see something we never saw before.
我们好像已经被升到三层天上去
，And as though we were lifted up into the third heaven.
我们以为说我们已经在三层天上
，And we all thought we assumed that we were already on the third heaven.
如果我们不信。
But if there's unbelief,
因为信是包括顺服
because faith involve obedience.
你不能说我相信而没有顺服。
You cannot say I believe and there's no obedience.
如果你信而不顺服，你就是没有信。
If there's faith and there's disobedience, there's no faith.
你如果信的话，你就要照着去做。
If you have faith, you have to obey and do it.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
到亚伯拉罕他。看见这个异象
，So when Abraham saw this vision，
他听见这个呼召
，He heard the call，
他就有心要跟随
，And he has desire to obey，
他相信
，He believed，
并且他愿意顺服
，He also desire to obey。
虽然在起初的时候
，Even though at the beginning，
因着他肉体的软弱
，Because of the weakness of his flesh，
他与血肉的相伤
，And he compromised with the flesh and blood。
结果他走到半路哈兰就停留下来
，And therefore he journeyed halfway and settled in Haran。
但是感谢上帝神
，But praise and thank God，
神知道他的心愿
，God knew what was in his heart。
他灵里是软愿意的
，even though in his spirit he was willing，
但是他的肉体是软弱的
，but his flesh was weak。
所以神在他的怜悯的里面
，and so in God's mercy，
就替他开了路
，and God opened a way for him，
把他拉移去
，and so God removed Terah away from him。
神就提醒他说
，and God reminded him，
你要离开本地。本属和父家。
You must now leave your country, your relatives, and your own home.
往我所要打发你去的。
And go where I have promised you to go.
感谢赞美主。
But praise God.
我们的神是满有怜悯的。
Our God is full of mercy.
他知道我们是怎么一回事。
He knows how what we really are made of.
他为着爱的缘故。
Because of His love for us.
他总是肯降卑他自己。
And He will condescend to us.
来呼救我们。
And to rescue us.
并且来带领我们。
And to bring us forward.
这是我们昨天稍微已经交通。
That's what we shared yesterday.
那么今天我们要交通天职。
This morning we'll share on our heavenly vocation.
就是我们的职业。
That is our vocation, our work.
意向必须要成为我们的天职。
Vision must become our vocation.
如果意向不成为我们的职业的话，
If vision cannot become vocation to us,
你要看见不久这个意向就慢慢地散掉。
And you discover sooner or later this vision will fade away.
就是我们在思想里头还留着这样的一个影像。
Even though in our mind we still retain something of that vision,
但是我们成了一个幻想的人。
And then we become a visionary, dreamer,
好像异想天开一样。
As though it's something vague.
这个好像啊，在旷野里面，你看见一个海市城一样。
It is though in the desert you see a mirage.
神把异象给我们的目的
，The purpose of giving vision to us，
不是给我们在这个思想里面去揣摩它。
Is not for us to know that with our mind。
如果这样的话，不过叫我们骄傲。
And that, if that is the case, just understand our mind, we will become proud.
我们的神是一个很实际的神。
Our God is most practical.
他把意象给我们。
When He gives us His vision,
他的目的是要我们走在这个意象的里面。
His purpose is for us to walk in that vision.
他的目的是要这个意象能进到我们的生活中。
His purpose is for that vision to become part of our life.
换一句话说，意象与我们要连接一起。
In other words, that vision in our life together must become one.
我们所看见的意象 要成为我们一生的职业。
So the vision will often become our whole life vocation.
我们知道我们基督徒的职业是什么。
We know what is truly our Christian vocation.
不管我们的副业是什么。
No matter what are our avocations.
我们每一个人用我们的副业。
We all have our avocation.
从前这些副业是我们的正业。
And before the avocation were our true vocation.
我们是为着这些而活的。
And we live for them.
但是我们信主之后
But after we believe in the Lord,
我们蒙了光照以后
And we are enlightened by God,
我们看见了神以后
And we see God,
过去这些的这业
The vocation of our past life,
都变成副业了
And they become just a vocation.
我们的真业是什么呢
What is our true vocation?
我们的真业就是我们的天职
And our true vocation is our heavenly vocation.
因为我们的呼召是属天的。
Because our calling is heavenly.
所以今天我们所有蒙光照的人。
So all those who've been enlightened.
我们要记得我们的正业乃是为着神而活。
So we must come to the understanding our true vocation is live for God.
我们是来敬拜神，来侍奉神。
And our life is to worship and to serve Him.
我们是为着他的旨意而活。
We live for His will.
我们要活出这个意向来。
We have to live out that vision.
这个意向要成为我们的见证。
That vision becomes our testimony.
其他的一切都不过是副业而已。
And all the others are but avocation.
那就是说我们附带做的。
It is something attached to it.
但是我们真正生活的目的
But the substance of our living
是为着这个意向来活
It is to live for that vision
为着这位意向的神而来活
And to live for the vision that God gives to us
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们要切切地记得
We must remember
光看见意向不够
Just having the vision that is not enough
意向必定要变成我们的天职。
The vision must turn into our heavenly vocation.
我们所看见
What we see
要变成我们的生活
must become our life.
我们在亚伯拉罕的身上就看见这个故事。
This is what we find in the life of Abraham.
我们知道从亚伯拉罕离开迦南地的乌尔。
We know the moment Abraham he left the Ur of Chaldees.
那个时候已经75岁。
At that time he was already 75 years old.
他就带着他的妻子和卢德往迦南地去。
And so he took his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot. They went toward Canaan.
这个就开始他这个天职
This begins his heavenly vocation.
他开始走在意向的上面
This he begins walk the way of vision.
意向说你要离开
Vision said you must leave behind.
现在他离开了
Now he left.
意向说你要往我要指示你的地方去
Vision said you must move forward.
他就照着这个意向就往前去。
And according to the vision, he moved forward.
他一生从75岁开始
，from the age of 75,
就是走在这个意向的上面。
He walked in the way of that vision.
把这个意向转为他的生活。
And that vision became his very life.
转为他的天职。
And that vision becomes his heavenly vocation.
这个时间非常的长。
And this time is quite lengthy.
我们从创世纪12章，他这个第第第五节。Yeah, 第五节开始。
Okay, from Genesis 12 begins with verse 5.
他就带着这个妻子撒兰和侄子罗德 连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物所得的人口都带往迦南地区，他们就到了迦南地。
Then Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their possessions that they had gathered and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan, so they came to the land of Canaan.
从那个时候去开始。
From that moment, he began.
一直到创世纪二十一章末了。
Until Genesis, the end of Genesis 21.
这一段的故事就是希伯来书我们所念的那一段故事。
This portion in the Genesis is what we just read from the book of Hebrews 11.
他在这个很长久的年日中。
In this lengthy period of time.
就是神带领他怎样把这个意象变成他的天职。
God was training him how can that vision become his life vocation.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
我们看见意象可以说是一刹那的时候。
And we can say that vision comes just like a flash.
但是我们要把这个意象变成我们的天职是需要我们一生的道路。
But for that vision to become our life vocation, it takes our whole life.
亚伯拉罕他花了他的一生，就是把意象变成他的天职。
Abraham used his whole life to allow that vision that he saw to become his life vocation.
他就开始就信心的生活。
And he began to walk a life of faith.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们有的时候说啊，某某人他是过信心生活的。
So today we have a habit saying so and so lives by faith.
好像说其他的人都不必过信心的生活。
As though the rest we don't have to live by faith.
但是严格的说来
，But strictly speaking。
我们每一个蒙召的人
，Every one of us who are called，
看见异象的人
，Those who have seen the vision，
我们都是过信心的生活。
We must live a life of faith，
因为只有凭着信心，我们才能把这个异象变成天职。
Because only through faith we can make that vision become vocation in our life。
亚伯拉罕他到了迦南地。
Abraham arrived in Canaan.
在那长久的年日中
In those many years,
他在所应许之地
He was a stranger, a foreigner in the land that was promised.
我们看见在那一段的时间里面
We see in that period of time,
他的生活，你把它总括起来。
If you sum up his whole life,
可以用两件事来代表。
You can sum up his life with two matters, two things.
一面，你看见他住在帐篷的里面。
On one side, he lives in tents.
那虽然这个地是应许给他的
，Even though the land was promised to him.
但是他一生就是住在帐篷的里面。
But his whole life he dwelt in tents，
好像在异地做客一样。
As though he was a foreigner in the land，
在他一生的里面
，In his whole life，
他没有得着一块的地。
He had not a foothold for himself，
只有一块坟地是他买来的。
There was only a gravesideHe purchased for himself.
他一直住在帐篷的里面。
And he lived his whole life in tents.
这个就是表明说。
That speaks this way.
他在那里照着意象来生活。
That means he is now living in the good of that vision.
神告诉他说这个地要给你。
God promised that this land is to be given to you.
他就凭着信心在那里住客。
And he by faith,He lived as a stranger in the promised land.
因为他知道
But he knows.
虽然他自己本身 不能得着所应许。
Even though he himself cannot possess the promise.
但是神所应许的一定要应验。
But what God has promised will surely fulfill.
他的子孙要得着那个地。
His descendants will possess that promised land.
所以他甘心愿意在应许之地做客。
So he's willing to remain in the promised land as though he was a foreigner.
不单是如此。
Not only that.
希伯来书告诉我们。
Hebrews told us.
他如果要回到他原来的地方去。
If he would like to go back to his original home.
他可以回去。
He can do so.
但是他是仰望一座城。
But he's looking toward that city.
是神所经营所建造。
It is the architect and the builder is God himself.
他是仰望那天上的家乡。
And he's longing for that heavenly home.
所以因着信的缘故。
But because of faith.
他可以在那么长久的年日中。
So therefore he can remain those many, many years.
住在帐篷的里面。
Living in tents.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天
，today，
我们也看见了异象。
We also have seen the vision。
我们看见了我们的主。
We have seen the Lord Himself。
我们看见一切都在基督里面。
Now we come to know that everything is in Christ。
基督是我们的一切。
Christ is our all。
他今天坐在天上。
Today he is now in the heaven。
我们知道他是我们的基业。
We know